Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Most women on the Minnesota prairie were homemakers and housewives. Jane Grey Swisholm was not one of those women.
We hold that American slavery is a combination of all crimes against man.
Already a respected journalist and editor when she arrived in St. Cloud from Pittsburgh in 1857, Swisholm started a paper, the St. Cloud Visitor, which expressed her abolitionist beliefs and her views that women deserved equal and better treatment in a male-dominated world.
She was very progressive, and so people like Swisholm with very strong anti-slavery views stuck out like a sore thumb.
That's St. Cloud University history professor Dr. Christopher Lehman. He said that while Swisholm was an exception among women during that time, she had her contradictions as well. During the U.S.-Dakota War, Swisholm used her paper to argue for the extermination and expulsion of the Dakota. A plaque stands on the St. Cloud University grounds where Jane Grey Swisholm's office was. And while some argue that the plaque should be torn down because of her views on the Dakota, others want it to remain in order to acknowledge her complicated past.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.